We're Arctic. We skate. This is for Jay fucking Adams, 100%. Alright, fucking poop.
Smitty back for year five with Talking Schmidt. Thank you all for your patience. I know I took a little longer hiatus than normal, but I am back. Today on the show, we got the good homie, Alexander Scott Horn, who always starts out the new year, and this year he brought the streetwalking cheetah along with him, Sean Frex Stewart. Before we dive in, I got a few things to cover. First, a moment of silence for Brian Backus and Thomas Taylor. On the flip side, we got to give a big shout out to the newest member of the Fifth Floor, Peter fucking Hewitt, hit 50 this week. Big love, Pedro. Hope you had a good one at the Nude Bowl, and life seems good down there. I just visited him in San Diego about a month ago, so yes. Okay, kids, we are having our first ever Talking Schmidt raffle. We're going to give it a try, see how it goes, and this is how it breaks down, okay? It's pretty simple. There are four orange neck face hoodies left in the web store at talkingschmidt.com/shop. Go there now. Buy a hoodie. There's four. Four hoodies bought. The raffle begins for a free skateboard. A Shod Wear from Real Skateboards with Ace Trucks and Spitfire Wheels. Go now. The first four to buy the hoodie automatically enter the raffle, and then I will pick a winner, and we will announce the winner here on the podcast and also give you some shine on our Instagram. So what the fuck are you waiting for? Go! That's talkingschmidt.com/shop. Okay, lastly, my longtime friend and kick-ass skateboard artist Christian Cooper and I have launched a new podcast called Skaters on Baseball. It's baseball talk with a skateboarder's perspective, and we've got a bunch of guests lined up. So if any of that sounds interesting to you, check it out. I'll throw the link in the description of this podcast. As my wife likes to say, it's a hobby.
Wait, what?
Just to be clear, the executive director came in and put the brakes on everything and said, hey, just be clear, because it wasn't quite clear. Only the four people that buy the hoodies are going to be in the raffle. There's no other entry or any of that kind of stuff. So buy a hoodie. There's only four hoodies. Be one of four people in the raffle. Have a 1 in 4 chance to win. These odds are better than craps. Pretty good chance you're going to win. Basically, 1 out of 4 people win in this one. The good people over at Phil's raised their prices. So now my freaking cup of coffee is up to like $6.16. And I haven't gotten a cup of coffee bought for me in quite a while. Yeah, if you guys want to go out and buy me a cup of Phil's, you can do that at the web store too. And if you don't want to do that, at least say a prayer for my little girl, Honeybee, who's had diarrhea for about 3 days. So say a prayer, because we need our dog to stay healthy for many years to come. Thank you. This has been a public service announcement from Gregory Scott Smith. Enjoy the show.
This is Frex, and we're talking Schmidt.
That's right. We're talking Schmidt lighting joints. You know what I'm saying?
And crannies and mechs. Crannies and mechs about to light one.
Hey.
Talking Schmidt.
I'm already not watching.
It's cool. Like, tonight is the night.
Damn, this is like the coolest thing I'm ever going to do.
I wouldn't say it was fun.
What do you mean? Well, Christian Fletcher's younger brother.
Fuck the Dodgers.
Our big dog's in. What do you think, Dolan?
John? Schmidt?
Talking Schmidt.
Alpha Macaroni.
Most of these guys, their opinion don't matter.
Talking Schmidt, right?
It's skateboarding.
I remember that.
Talking Schmidt.
What are Yuns doing?
Holy shit.
Skateboarding homies.
No, Schmidt, you can't jump in.
What is happening?
I'm here for Greg Smith. Yay!
Gregory.
Yes, we are.
Wi-Fi check one, Wi-Fi check two.
You guys, have you ever had friends that are dear to your heart that just can't figure it out? Boy, no video, boy.
Can you hear me or no?
Simón, cabrón.
Me escuchas, güey.
Dude, it looks nice down there.
Bingo, bango, look at that.
Oh, my God. Sunset, three shades of sherbet on the fucking coast of Punta Mita.
Hey, three shades of motherfucking sherbet for Peacestone. You know that motherfucker was down for the three shades of sherbet. Right on, big dog. Good to see you.
Who are you bringing on to the show? Who do we got today?
I'm hoping that we have a guy named Sean, a.k.a. Frex Stewart. Sean Stewart.
Well.
From Vista, California.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Hopefully children so. Of all ages now riding his bike two blocks south of Clams. This is Sean Stewart. Ladies and gentlemen, shameless.
Huge entrance.
Granny.
Frickie. Where's Frickie? I can't see him.
What's up? You see too?
I can see him. Hold on.
What's up, guys?
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, we are all shaded.
How about this?
How we all doing?
What's up, man? What's up, man?
I can't see shit, though, dude.
What's up, motherfucker? What's up, motherfucker? Talking Schmidt. Hey, now I see Fresh, but I don't see you. What's up, Freddy? How cold is New York?
It's actually a beautiful day, man. It's like 57 today.
Frecky, I know you know the sunset, big dog. I know you know this part of Mexico. Buddy.
That's the spot, yo.
Let's fire this thing up, Cranny.
Let's fire it up.
Well, I'm going to start it off because it's 2023 and it's the beginning of a new year. And each year I start out the year with fucking Cranny. And here he is again. After he almost died on us, he's back and living like a fucking legend down here in Mexico.
That's right, baby. I'm alive, the homie baby.
From O-Side, Sean Stewart, a.k.a. Frex. And we're going to get into this. What's up, guys?
Fucking ain't right, man. I'm just so stoked to be alive right now, big dog.
What's up, players?
The most happiest motherfucker to be alive and be able to talk with my bros.
Love both of you guys. It's good to virtually see you, man.
No, but what have you been up to, Frex? Been living in New York, working, doing your thing, baby.
Yep, working, skating, you know. Ain't nothing changed.
What's your local pissing hole? You going to Clams or where are you at these days?
Wherever there is, baby. I'm just going. I wish I was where Cranny's at right now.
I know, both do.
I love like I see like your little podcast area. I'm like, oh hell yeah, here we go. Here we go. Did I make the wall?
Yep.
Yeah. Fill us in where you're at, dude, because you got a lot of people concerned, a lot of love. Everybody's fucking always asking me, like, how's Cranny? Oh, how's Cranny? And I was like, he's surfing. The guy's fucking back.
No, man. I mean, I really, like, I'm just so happy that I have people, like, who care about me a lot, you know, like, especially Justin Strubing and his lady Indira. Like, they saved my life. And really, they really did. They saved my life, you know. So I'm doing good. I'm stoked down here. Like, my life has changed a lot in the last year and a half, 2 years. You know, but I'm stoked. Like, I'm just stoked that I'm alive and I could talk to you. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it. So right now, I'm down in Mexico right now. I'm working on my land. I just bought fucking 6 acres down here, man. Kind of crazy. Like, so
damn.
I'm trying. I know. It's insane. It's a beautiful spot, too. So, but I'm dealing with a lot of shit you got to deal with. You know what I'm saying? When you buy property in Mexico and stuff. You gotta, you know, work it the right way. So, yeah, I'm just down here right now, working on my land and dealing with the title, and I can't skate right now because after my accident, you know, like my accident when I ate shit and at Clint Peterson's house and almost killed myself. I've just been like going through recovery, like physical therapy, mental therapy. It's not mental therapy. I don't even know what the names are for everything. Yeah, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and just like kind of bringing myself back to normal life. You know what I mean? But it's mellow. Like I got really lucky the way that I came out of this coma. You know, I was in that coma and I almost died. You know, like two different times. First when I first got there, and then my body started swelling up a lot in the hospital. And my mom was a nurse for 40 years in San Diego, so she knows the deal. You know, she knows what's going on with me. And so, like, at one point, my whole body was swollen so bad, they had me wrapped in a blanket that was full of ice. And my mom said my arms were, like, four times the size as they usually are, huge. And at that point, the doctor told her, hey, you know, when a body starts to swell like that and the brain starts to swell, it looks for a place to go. It needs to go left, right, up. All right, they can do that. If they can't move in any of those areas, they start to move down. And if it's pressed down with the inflammation and stuff, if it hits your spinal cord or whatever, I'm way off with my descriptions, but you die. It shuts down all your organs. So the doctor told my mom that, like, hey, you know, his brain's being pushed down right now. So think about, you know, what you want to do with him. You know what I'm saying? Like, am I going to be a vegetable? Am I going to be dead? Like, who knows? But, I somehow, like 2 days after that, I just snapped out of it and my swelling went down, and then I went in, I was out of ICU, and I went, so whatever, I healed myself somehow, and I woke up like no idea what was happening, but I'm happy that I'm here. So that was a long ass story. So I'm sure you can chop it up pretty well.
No, I think it was well detailed. I got a question for you.
Fuck, love you, Chris. Glad you're live, honey.
Hell, me too, man.
Yeah, we're all stoked you're fucking okay, dude. Thank you. For sure.
That means a lot to me. I love you guys.
Hey, we love you, dog. We're fucking yeah, right, so glad you're here.
You know that shit forever.
What's your earliest memory of meeting Cranny, Frex? Do you remember?
I think it was at the MLK skate park in Oceanside for a skate park roundup with Jake Phelps and fucking...
No, wait. That was the day.
With you and all the big dogs.
Yeah,
that was the day.
Later on, we
did started at LK. We got kicked out, and then we went to Memorial Park, and then we just fucking linked from there, vibed out.
That was the day P-Stone raced Sipnewski and beat him.
Exactly.
Yeah, and in a foot race, that was fucking sick. P-Stone always with the foot races.
Arm wrestling is obvious, but like foot racing is P-Stone. You're like, oh, I got this fool no matter what. But like. That's amazing shit.
Yeah. Fucking P-Stone was fast as fuck.
When I first met Frex, I'd already met Danny DiCola like a couple of weeks before, maybe a week. I don't even remember. I had met him before, but I put him on OJ on the team. Because at that time, I was a team manager of skateboarders. And then like, but not really a team manager. I was like a homie, you know? But like, Danny was like, hey, I have my friend Frex. He's a rad guy. And like, maybe, I don't know, maybe you could put him, like, hook him up with some wheels. I'm like, Frex? Hell yeah, because I'd already been, like, watching the Slave video back in the day, and I saw you. The best parts were for you and Danny.
No, the best part was the whole video. You can't forget Patty Burke. Come on.
No. But oh, my God. My favorite parts were Frex and fucking Danny.
The whole video is epic.
Absolutely. But I was super stoked on you guys the most, and then, like, I was so stoked how Danny was already on the team. I put him on the team, and then he hyped you up. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's do this shit. So we were at Paula Park, and then I just said, yeah, you're on no matter what. It's on no matter what. And then right after that, I had a trip planned out. So I put Frex on that bitch, put Danny on that shit. Like, you know, there was like people that I feel like an NHS or whatever company I was working for wanted me to bring like more pop, I don't know, not, just different people on shit. And I'm like, nah, on my trips, I bring the homies. You know, like people I get along with, and I know that we'd have a good day, and I know they'd rip, and we'd have fun together.
That's crazy. I think that was the same day I met Frex and Nicole. Maybe
right. I remember that.
That was the same day, Greg.
Were you born in? Where were you born, Frex?
Orange County, actually.
Oh, okay. But you grew up in Oceanside?
Yep, since I was like 4 years old.
Who nicknamed you Frex?
It was like some local kids. There used to be this like spot up the street from my house, like this spot called Alamosa Park, and there's like this flat concrete spot, and people used to bring like flat bars and boxes and stuff, and I'd go up there and skate with the homies, and like I was like a young kid, and like people that I saw up there were like Mumford and like Ellington and stuff, like skating these benches and like stuff, and I'm like tripping out. Like that was probably like 12 years old or something.
Yeah. What was your first sponsor? How did that come about? Was it through Mumford and those guys, or?
No, I worked at a Black Box for a while, like through like multiple buildings, and
Jamie motherfucking
came
Thomas.
Across some others. What's up?
Jamie Thomas.
Yeah. Jamie Thomas. Yeah. I was working in the warehouse at Black Box, and Jamie came up to me and he's like, "We're starting a new company. Like, we want you to be the first flow kid on it." And that's how Slave started.
No way.
And
okay.
Then, yeah.
Were you always into music, like playing drums and shit, or did that come later?
Oh, I was always into playing. I was always into music for years and stuff. And then when I was like 18, got a drum set and never looked back. Like, met up with some homies, played music. It's been rad.
Sick. How many planes do you think you've missed?
Not more than me.
Oh, at least two. One out of Skate Rock in New Orleans. Definitely missed that flight. That was that trip we were on. That trip was insane. You remember that big dog? Holy shit.
Yeah, Riley told me this story. He was like fucking just racing to get it. He's like, Frex is not making this one.
Yeah, I couldn't wake up for shit. I was out. They're like kicking me and shit. They're like, we can't even carry this dude. It's like, fucking, it's too late. Like, we gotta go. And I woke up and I was like, holy shit, where am I at? And I woke up next to Gervais. Like, your vet's like, dude, you missed your flight, homie. And I was like, shit. And I ran outside. And I saw the anti-hero dudes. They're like, you want to ride back with us to SF? And I'm like, fuck. And I don't know. I like jumped in a car, went to the airport, called Sally. I was like, I missed my flight. She's like, we got you. I got to fly home.
All right, we're going to break it into segments to make it a little easier. Favorite trip. But for each category, OJ, Slave, Skate Rock.
Woo!
Oh, wow. They were all amazing. Oh, my God. Every Absolutely. Trip was so unique, and every different part, like, you can't even describe all those trips. Like, they were so amazing. The one we did from Chicago to New Orleans, that was insane.
Yeah,
Timo. It was like three vans of like 20 people. We had all Tebow was MVP, got beat up at every spot. Legend. All the shows, that show we played in the basement where it was flooded underwater. That was insane.
Yeah.
Fucking drove across that river, all that. Fucking Japan, Vietnam, Bali. Like, we dumped Peastone's ashes out in Bali.
Ooh.
That was
heavy.
Amazing.
That was
amazing. Thank God.
Yeah.
Ooh. Were you with us on the Wendell's trip where Cranny did the backflip on the bike?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Down the little snow skate thing. I've been there multiple times. I've seen Cranny crack his head, like, into the field. Like,
oh, that was gnarly. That fucking went off the side. Was it a Gravette?
Oh, yeah, he went off the side.
Who was that?
I don't know.
It was one of us went off the side. It almost died. It
was Gravett there? Because that sounds like a Gravett thing that could have happened.
That was Cranny. I remember that day.
I think it might have been Cranny.
No, you guys. I'm not a fucking idiot. I did not go off the side of the motherfucking super jump, dude.
Somebody went on their skateboard with no wheels and trucks.
You took the bike on the double backflip.
I remember that. I remember that. Wasn't me. Hell no.
How did you do that, though? That was your first time you ever did it, right, Cranny? Like, you went into the foam pit?
I was never, like, I never knew I had a BMX at all. In fact, I always sucked at it. Like, if I ever tried to, like, I remember on an early creature trip, before that, we were up in Washington, and I forgot what park we were at, but I tried to like jump a bike, you know what I'm saying? And I fucking crushed myself. Like I almost died. So like, I was never good at like, jumping bikes and shit, but like for some reason, like Peter Hewitt one time, Peter Hewitt and Frank Gerber, they were like at, I think the same park we were at in Hood River. And like, and then when they came back, Pete was like, yo, I learned how to do a backflip on a bike. I go, bullshit. And he showed me some footage or whatever. And I was like, holy shit, how the fuck do you do that? Because all you do is just lean back and told me how to do it. And so I'm like, all right. And then I learned it with you guys that day into the foam pit. And then I saw that big ass fucking gnarly fucking shuttle jump or whatever the hell you call it. It's like D-Way would have invented that long ago. Mm. And like, I was like, oh, dude, I want to backflip this motherfucker. You know, I want to. I'm like landing in a fucking, in like that padded area, not padded, but what was this? It was a blown up mat.
No, it was a, oh yeah, it was like, yeah, it was a blown up,
not mat, was, but
yeah,
whatever. But anyways, and also like, after my coma, my mind, I can't think of normal words. Sorry, just a side note here. I can't think of like my normal words that I've always said my entire life. It's like, I remember at first, cause like I always knew the guy who starred in Jaws Part 1 and Part 2 and part, every part, Roy Scheider, right? I know Roy Scheider. He's a shit. But, like, when I came out, I couldn't think of Roy Scheider at all. I'm like, fuck! And so, like, to this day, I get, like, shit that I always say. And, I mean, people's names I know, you know, but, like, it's just super weird that I can't, like, say certain words. So if that happens in this interview, edit me out.
That just makes sense, though. That's my wife's favorite movie that has sharks in it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Shit. And Roy Scheider is the man, dude. So the first, hey, real quick, sorry, side note.
Roy Another Scheider.
One. Hey, Roy Scheider. Hey, the first time I ever ate acid, I watched Jaws Part 1, and Roy Scheider's face was like liquid brown and melted all over the place. It was like so gnarly. Whoa, is that fresh? It's not even there. What's up with that? Holy shit!
Frex went to the fridge.
I bet.
That was, dude. I'm so bummed. I tried to take a screenshot of that and it didn't work. But I just left my joint on the beach. I'm so bummed that I just left my joint on the beach.
Damn, you better go find that.
What about Frex in the city? What? When did Frex go Big Apple?
Well, Frex. Okay, hold on. My turn. So Frex in the city happened. So Frex in the city happened when like I was already living there. I mean, we both went there together, to be honest. Like, I've been there before, Frex, like a long time ago on the independent trip with Baca and Al and Navarette and Marky Clemens. Marky Clemens, dude. Me and Frex went out there on an OJ trip. Obviously, like, me, Frex, Jake Johnson, Al Davis, Fred Gall, rest of fucking the best man. I love Fred Gall. He's my favorite dude in the East Coast.
Maybe like. Zeno.
Zeno was there, and him and Andrew Patillo almost fought each other. Him and Andrew Patillo were about to kill each other. Damn. So, like, Andrew, I think Andrew left and then in came
Bull Julio. Tried to light him on fire with a blowtorch.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. So, anyways, after that trip, we went on the OJ trip. It was a good one, actually. But I was, like, at that point in time in my life, like, towards the end of my shit at being a team manager, I felt lame being a team manager. You know why? Because I'm the guy who wants to hang out and party with my friends and have a good time. But I'm the guy who's got to watch out for these motherfuckers and make sure they're not blowing it and not chucking shit through windows. And I don't like to feel like that. I want to be a part of that shit, not the guy watching people.
Yeah.
So, like, that was kind of like my whole deal on not on that trip, but, like, towards the end of me doing shit, I was just over it.
Remember when we grew up, we always hated the rent-a-cop?
Oh, yeah.
It was the meter maid. He wasn't even a cop. He was like, we called him rent-a-cops. That's what it feels like when you're the TM, like police and
for
everything.
Sure.
Like,
nah, nah, nah. Exactly. Back to the original story is that we went on this trip, me, Frex, and then Jake and the whole crew. And then basically when I came, I'd already, like, right before that trip, I had met my ex-wife and like it was on. So I'm going back. So I went back and then everybody else flew home. So I stayed out there and did my thing. And then like, I ended up like, you know, doing my shit with my ex-wife. So I kept going out there, but then Fresh came out. Like, I don't know when he would always come out, like no matter what. Fresh is always coming out to New York. We're kicking back. We're doing our thing, having a good ass time.
Yeah, playing shit.
shows and doing all kinds of stuff.
Killers! No, it was awesome. Killers. It was really rad to like be there with Frex because we were on the same boat at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were just like trying to like support each other's good time and have a good time with each other. So we were like doing everything, man. We were like sending weed out that bitch. We were skating down Bedford Avenue with a fucking box of skate goods for like $1,000 worth of shit to sell and whatever the fuck we were doing. Like, it was rad, you know. And then I ended up living in New York for almost 10 years. And then I know Frex came out like to live full. He was always there every goddamn year. He was in New York no matter what. But eventually he ended up moving out there, you know. Like, met an awesome girl, and then now he lives out there. It was pretty bitching. I'm stoked for him. It's a different part of life. You have to experience. So I'm happy for him and his lady, and enjoy it.
It's sick. We can ask Frex questions, and then Cranny can answer them.
Yes, I win. I told you, man. I'm a dick sometimes.
You have C players.
Hey, guess what? I had brain trauma, man. Give me a break. You know what I'm saying?
That's for sure. Hey, okay, here's a good one. Can you remember the name of the hipster restaurant outside of Brooklyn? I think it's owned by a famous actor.
Yeah, I know it.
What is it?
Three Trees. No, I know it. Hold on. It was the guy who played in Dogtown Z-Boy. He owns it. And it's got really good muscles, dude. Really good muscles. It's called The Three Leaves. Three leaves.
And who's the guy?
Carl. His name is Carl.
No, Heath Ledger.
Yes, that's him.
Okay, yeah. Frex, what took you longer, the fakey nose pick on the Sacto wall or the half cab into the bank?
Fuck, that's a toss-up. Probably at least took an hour.
For which one?
I wouldn't skate longer than an hour.
Both of them,
I don't know.
They were both battles?
The fakey nose pick was easier because I got pulled in. And I was listening to music. I was jamming out the whole time, like,
right.
Super psyched. Like, fuck it. The Poway spot was like hectic. Like, cars driving by. Like, shit's crusty.
I mean, just the balls of trying that is gnarly, and then like to go for it is insanely gnarly. And then like I heard that Danny told me like you guys were dealing with some asshole who worked there, right?
Yeah, of course. There's this guy running out yelling at you. Like, it's a whole process. Like, I don't know, that was a good day. All the homies were psyched. They were like hyping me up. They're like, let's go, like, fuck it. I was like, yeah, let's do this. Like, that was sick. Fuck it. That clip at the end when fucking the face is asleep on the fucking on the van is the best shit, because fucking we were probably partying or something the night before, and fucking I was, yeah, like, face. Come with, like, we're going. He's like, what? I'm actually smoking the face weed right now. Like, California, yeah, sent me a box.
Did you pick the song?
Frex turned me on to so much amazing music. He definitely picked that song. You know, Frex is an amazing musician, and he knows really a lot about great music.
Frex turned me on to Cadaver.
See this cat?
Oh, what does it say? Linville.
Can you see this one?
Oh, Linville. Yeah, I love Linville. He's the shit.
Dude, found this down the street. This shit is bomb.
Is that something?
How about that? All right. Now it's my turn. Now it's my turn to show and tell.
Ooh.
That says the Cars, the band, the Cars.
Dude, look at this one, crazy.
Oh, yeah, I know that one. Turbulence. What one, Turbulence? See you tonight. I love Turbulence, man. He's the shit.
Okay.
What one, Turbulence?
Wait, watch this.
Greg, you ever give Tecola a steak dinner?
Billy Cobham, one of the best drummers of all time.
Oh, damn.
I don't think I ever got Tecola his steak.
Bro, I need that.
True.
Yo, what's up, Schmitty? You ever get an Arctic record, right?
Yep, I do. I got it on vinyl, and I've seen him more times than not.
Killer! What JS photo do I have in my house in Mexico?
Oh, Justin Strubing.
Ding!
Ooh, Front Rock.
Polypool.
True or false, Mario Rubalcaba is coming on the program here, kids.
I hope so. I love Mario. Dude's the shit.
Yeah, that's going to be the best shit you'll have.
Who are some of the San Diego icons? Who are some of the dudes that fucking, the underground dudes that get little respect? That, you got love for Sean Ross, right, Frex?
Jason Carney. Jason motherfucking Carney is an OG San Diego motherfucking legend. Sorry.
Sean Ross is the boss. This is the boss Ross. Love Sean Ross.
Sean Ross love is the straight boss.
And all the players.
Don't you have some story that you were like just driving down and you saw him trying the rail?
Yes. There was fucking the X Games in like fucking 95. They did some like luge down this hill from this high school. Fuck, it's called El Camino High. Denise Richards went there and shit. One year they did fucking this like luge in 95. That was crazy. But whatever. Prince Park was built and I was driving down the hill one day. And this fool's fucking bombing the hill with like a little baby in the fucking carriage, like fucking. And I'm like driving next to him. He's probably doing like 15 miles an hour. I'm like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to the park. I was like, hell yeah, homie, fucking, I'll see you there. He's like, you need a ride? He's like, no, I got this. Like, full fucking baby carriage, like going to rip. It was fucking sick as fuck.
Damn. Yeah, that dude's fucking a legend.
Yeah, everybody's a legend. You're a legend, Greg. What's up?
No, you are. Hey, that's obvious. Greg is a legend. You know, just he's been through a lot of shit. He's lived through a lot of skateboarding. He lives for skateboarding. He's a nice person and like cares about his friends. That's super important to me, for sure.
And one time he got up on a surfboard just north of Dog Beach.
Yes, he did.
Just north.
How's the morning sessions at the OB Park, Ben? You been doing any of those ones with the Blenders boards?
Yeah, I've been going. I didn't for a while because I was living in New York, but now that I moved back to San Diego, I was doing some stuff with them. But then after my coma, so weird, man. But yeah, I've been going to Ocean Beach. Me and O'Neal, Pete's there a lot. Pete, Michaela, Mukul, Mike, he's sick, Mukul 23. And then just the homies we kind of have there. Then Adam Burns. And then Chris Coogan. Yo, this is the fucked up part. Chris Coogan is one of the most insane skaters I've ever seen. I've seen a lot of motherfucking insane skaters, dude. Not like everybody else has, but I've seen some gnarly guys. But Chris Coogan is so fucking good. Underrated, no one really knows him, but he's like insanely good. And so anybody out there, look up Chris Coogan and check him out. He's like beautiful style, super talented, skates everything. But yeah, I go there every morning, and like they have this plan. Like they have this cool thing that they do a lot. The whole crew's there doing their thing every morning, ripping on the polarizer boards, the track and field boards, all of that, like the designs that Neil Blender came up with with the killer boards. And like in reality, like it's fun as shit because it's hard to ride those things and to roll into bowls and do power lines and stuff like that. It's actually a hard type of thing, and it's kind of rewarding because I couldn't really do it that well. But I've been going there a lot lately, and Neil and Pete and the boys have been like kind of showing me the line. So I'm stoked to have that with me because now I can't skate. You know, I can't like I have this weird thing in my mind where everything I know is like breathing. It's like you wake up, you breathe, you go take a piss, whatever the fuck. Like that I can do or whatever, but when I go to a skateboard, it's like I know how it feels, I know how it works. Launch a fucking frontside ollie or a stale fish or whatever the fuck. But I can't do it. I can't even do a frontside grind. Like I was trying to do some pivots recently. I did like a couple pivots, like frontside pivots. I just felt like I don't know anything. You know, I just lost that part of me. Yeah, I've been going down there. It's hard as fuck to have the balls skate, really.
Something's off with this the skate brain. Frex took another hiatus. He's somewhere else in the house collecting vinyl. You got a good story or something to get Frex to talk about something that was pretty sick on one of your guys' trips or an experience you guys had?
Colombia. I was gonna say, hey, how was the OJ trip to Colombia? Because that was a sick one, actually. And we stayed longer than we had to. That was a sick one. Colombia was my last trip I did with OJ, too.
What do you got on Colombia, Frex?
The crew We played a show, like everything, man. Like, drove from Bogota down to Medellin, that whole drive. Remember that crazy bus driver we had? That fucking, he was like bumping disco the whole time. We're like going across the mountain, like on the edge of the mountain. He's like, "We're good, we're good."
Oh yeah, I remember all that shit. Do you remember going home across the mountain and I had to eat fucking 8 grams or 6 grams of weed and a whole cigarette in my mouth?
Dude. Yeah, I totally remember that. Like, you're always down to eat the shit. Like, I'll eat it. Like, fucking, you're the always. First one that's like, I'll eat it. I'm like, fucking eat it. Always eat it. Remember, I flew back with like over the weed back to New York from Colombia. That was insane.
So did I.
On accident. I was like, if I go to the airport, I was like, holy shit. Guatape, though, fucking shout out all of Colombia, fucking all the homies. Like, they've been out here.
Yeah, all the homies in Colombia, way.
Yeah, they've been out here in New York. Fucking, I've been fucking skating with them a little bit. Fucking shout out Colombia. Yeah.
I want to give a shout out.
Shout out Colombia. Remember that time Cranny reversed the van over the camera?
Ah! You know, I didn't know Frex at that time. That was at Rhino's house, actually, and I was picking up.
That's a fucking legendary story.
No, yo, that was at Rhino's house, and I was picking up Wes Lundry, and I fucking dude, that was my first VX1000 or whatever the fuck, and like, whatever. Long story boring, I fucking backed up and I ran over the entire tape, all the tapes, the camera. Snap the camera in half, and then it worked out. It's fine.
Boom, out of there.
True or false, Rhino sent him enough sets of indies to sell and make money to buy the VX back for NHS.
Absolutely, he did.
False.
Nope.
False, but whatever.
What you drinking, big dog?
We got green tea.
Shout out, green tea.
Shout out.
First skate trip you went on where you camped, Frex?
It was probably when like Slave was first starting, we did like a zero trip to Alabama with Ben Gilly.
Oh,
and
sick.
We like camped along the way to Birmingham. Yeah. That was a sick one.
Damn. Is Ben Gilly had like river
epic spots along the way?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Ben Gilly's got all the spots. Like that whole trip, we went through Texas, like we went to Birmingham, stayed there, ripped all those places. Fuck it.
Ben motherfucking Gilly.
We camped at...
Hey, real quick. Ben motherfucking Gilly.
Shout out.
We camped at that Sebastian pool. Fuck it. It's like that... It's like that bank thing with the wall and shit. Slash did like a fucking nose grind, tail grab and fucking the Fallen video. We camped at that spot for like 3 days.
Red.
With like Bart Jones and Winterberg and fucking...
Bart Jones.
A bunch of fools. Like it was fucking...
Hey. Hell yeah.
Bart Jones.
Shout out.
Fellow Ginger. Shout out.
Full fellow Ginger. Absolutely.
Dude, Slash is back on the scene.
I heard.
Dude, did you see that guy sending me a text message once in a while? Not hiding out. I was stoked.
That's what's up. Everybody loves you, big dog. Fuck, good to see you. Good to virtually see you. I haven't seen you in fucking long time.
I know. It's been probably at least 3 or 4 years.
So real quick, I saw Frex lift up that glass to the camera, and it's a glass of motherfucking water. That bitch loves water, and I love water. I drink a lot of water too. But like, I see Frex, he all that motherfucker in every bar or everywhere we went to, that fool always had a motherfucking glass of ice water or some lime. Un poco de limón. Un poco
de limón. Stay hydrated, bro.
This one's a cactus. I got some lemon in this thing.
Damn, player.
Trying to be in the desert.
Did you travel at all since the pandemic, Frex?
Yeah, I went to Jamaica. I went to Barbados twice.
Oh, sick. How's that?
Everything cool, brethren.
Following the reggae vibes?
Yeah, Jamaica was insane. Fucking, there's this sick-ass park, Boston Beach. It was this big-ass concrete park. Fucking... so fucking rad. And then there's the Boston Beach, and they had this quarter pipe like right on the beach, like fucking you could surf, like jump off rocks. It was amazing, man. Fucking real radical. You get the jerk pork right there, man. You go down by the bay, man.
Only one I've been to is the Cayman in the Caribbean.
Oh, that was still, yo, the Cayman Commander. You know, the Cayman Commander is one of my favorite videos I've ever fucking had ever on Thrasher, for sure. It's Cayman Commander. And then also the one where I did backflips, so brain backflips to brain farts. But yo, I remember the Cayman Commander was, that was when I first met you, kind of. Like, not when I first met you, it'd been like a couple of years and maybe two. That was like such a killer trip to hang out with you and Dan Drehobel, like, just you and Dan, like my friends, and it was such a killer trip. And the stuff that we got done for Thrasher, whatever, it was killer.
Burning Dan.
Oh yeah.
That was the trip that you got me hooked on snorkeling. I didn't really know how to snorkel that well. And then that trip we all went way out and we found that like abandoned ship underwater.
Yeah. And Costin was there.
Oh, yeah. Costin came out late night and partied with us on the beach. Oh, yeah.
But he also, hey, at that abandoned ship, I will always remember this. At that abandoned ship, Costin had no idea about, like, what goes on in the waters in, like, the Cayman Islands or anywhere that's not in California. It's like he jumped into that ship with glasses on, and he saw, like, giant, like, 4, 8, or 6 foot long fish. He's like, I could hear him screaming underwater. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, he was... jumped in the water, had no idea like what he was about to sign up for. It was great. He's cool. I like Eric Haas is the shit.
That was the first time I ever met GT, Grant Taylor.
Hey, me too. And you know what? Here's so funny. Grant was there, and I'm so stoked on this because I remember this for the rest of my life. Because you know me, Frex, you know me, dude. I'm the guy who finds everybody motherfucking weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the guy who gets the shit going, cracking off, and like, for some reason, like, Grant knew that about me. Maybe Pete told him or whatever. But
weed mom.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm always finding the weed. So Grant, like, wants some weed. So I fucking got him, like, a fucking ounce of, like, grossest, brownest, terrible weed ever. But you know what? I got weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least I tried. I took care of people like me. You know what I'm saying?
Rex, if you had to pick a steak that Cranny likes the most, which one would it be?
Probably Oregon.
That's so funny.
Probably Oregon.
That was my first. Hold on, Schmitty. Do you mean first state outside of California or any state?
Yeah, outside of California. But you know the funny part is?
Yeah.
The pronunciation was steak, not state.
Well, you know what's funny is that Brett was right on his answer.
But we'll take 2 for 1 on this one. We'll take outside California and we'll take meat things that Grady likes.
Fresh was 100% right that aside from California, because obviously my first state is definitely the best state ever that was created and stolen from people is California. But
you must never have been to Hawaii.
California's gone crazy.
I've been to Hawaii. Hey, shit. It's way too far away. All stuff that went on. Hey,
I've never been to Hawaii.
Hey,
I'd love to
they
go.
They should like make their own that state a country, like for real. But, like, no, I've been there. I like it, but it's not my favorite state. It's awesome, but I like California. And then after that would be Oregon for sure.
All right.
And then after that would be Hawaii.
Well, if you're going to the best steakhouse in town, are you going filet mignon or are you going fucking pork or are you going prime rib?
Prime rib, baby. Always top shelf.
I want ribeye. Perfectly, perfectly medium rare. Almost on the side of rare. I love nice, clean ribeye.
With a nice mushroom brown sauce, preferably shiitake.
I love, you know me, I love, you know sauce, man. You know sauce, man, dude. I love sauce.
Sauce, babe. A little juice. Little prime rib. That's where I'm at. A little juice. No horseradish. Horseradish, yeah.
What did Felper say? NFT. No fucking tomatoes.
Oh, see? I'm almost the same way.
Filper.
But now like I dig tomatoes and shit. I used to not like them ever, but I like them now.
Okay, it's a hat without a bill that folds on your head. Name quick.
Beanie.
What is happening?
What was your first skate rock trip?
It was Japan. Our first Arctic show was fucking in Tokyo, Japan. Our very first show as
That's
us together.
Amazing. Dude, were you nervous or were you stoked? Like first show ever, and it's in Tokyo. That's insane.
Oh, yeah. We were definitely nervous, for sure. We played, like, it was like a heavy travel day, whatever, played a show. And like, we went through our whole set. It like, we thought we killed it. Like, we walked off the stage and shit. Then Tony's like, what the fuck was that? He's like, that was like 10 minutes long. And we're like, for reals? Like,
fucking, we thought we killed
like,
it.
What? He's like, you played for 10 minutes. In Tokyo, Japan. He's like, dude, you just played for like 12 minutes. We're like, what? Like, we had a whole set played out for like 30, 40 minutes. But he's like, homie, you just played for 12 minutes. We're like, fuck. But it was like a whole time fuck and everything. It's insane. First show in fucking Tokyo, Japan. Like, shit. The homie brought out this huge bottle of like sake. It was like the end of the trip. It was like, everybody drink sake. We're all drinking sake. And it had a snake at the bottom of it, like a big snake. And we all drank the sake. It was like a rainy night in Japan or whatever. And fucking at the end of it, Preston pulls out the snake. And he's like, we all got to eat this. Everybody's got to eat a chunk of this. And he got a knife.
Oh, yeah.
And he chopped it up into little pieces. It was like a snake, probably like this big or something. Chopped it up into little pieces and like walked around like, you know, pisto style, like at a barbecue, like take a piece, take a piece, like, and we all had to eat it. And that was like the toughest thing ever. Like, I chewed on that piece of snake for like 30 minutes and like
I would just swallow that.
It was like the hardest like piece of snake. It was
like, what's the most amazing thing you saw him do on a skateboard?
Backside boneless for days
over the channel at Ramona.
Where? No, that was no. That's my shit. That's my shit. That's the gnarliest thing I've seen him do over the channel at Ramona, dude. That was the gnarliest thing I've ever seen P-Stone do, and I've seen him skate a lot. All right, but that backside boneless, which I bought him a steak dinner for, was the gnarliest thing I could have seen him do, and he did it perfect. Like, there was no stalling. There was just perfection. Like, boom, a judo air, plant it. Jump right back in. P-Stone fucking nailed that one. That was insane.
He thought he was back at the 1999 X Games doubles with Tom Boyle.
Exactly. R.I.P. Tom Boyle. They're big love. I'm both of those guys.
They're in heaven right now doing doubles again. Just fucking,
straight the fuck up, big dog. Straight up.
There we go. Tribute to Preston.
There we go. There he is.
Yep, I was with him that day that photo was taken. That was at Black Box by
That was at Black Box. Photographer, I remember that day. Who shot that photo?
Shigeo. Yeah, I miss that dude a lot every day, actually.
Big time. I think about him all the time.
Every fucking day.
What's your top five on your playlist these days, Frex?
Here we go.
We just scared him out of the building. Frex is out.
He's out. Later. His phone died.
Okay, I'm gonna take a quick piss and then I'll be right back. Hopefully.
Me too.
Okay.
Blood Wizard. Shop.bloodwizard.com.
Tickety tack.
Hey, it's Corey at Blue Plate, 3218 Mission Street. Come see us. Meatloaf, fried chicken, deviled eggs, Dollar Olympia beers. We're here every day of the week. We got a garden, and we got smiles on our faces. Come let us make you happy.
Exposure presents Freeze with Lady Meek. Skateboard tricks.
Frontside invert, hurricane grind, and backside fast plant.
Ice cream flavors.
Strawberry, chocolate, and vanilla.
Songs that help you land it.
Doo-wop by Lauryn Hill, Telephone by Lady Gaga, and Glamorous by Fergie.
Exposure.
Check out exposureskate.org for more info, and be sure to come out to Encinitas November 4th and 5th for the event.
We're back. Freck's battery died. Cranny's on a plane back to SD. So we're just going to finish up here with Freck's. Big love to Cranny. Thanks for the fucking laughter of the first half of this thing. That was amazing. We had such a good time catching up. And part two is coming at you now. I didn't really get into the skate rock stuff, and I wanted to talk to you about two trips specifically that I was not involved with, but I know were fucking super heavy for you guys. And the first one would be the Africa one. That fucking, that was probably the most scared you've ever been. Could that be true?
Oh yeah, most scared I've ever been in my life. I mean, for everybody, that was fucking insane.
Talk about that.
Crashed into a yurt, almost killed some people. Yeah, Newt saved our lives. Thank you, Newt.
How soon did you know that what was going on?
Well, I couldn't really see what was going on because the van, it was like a, I don't know, it was like a 12-passenger like van in South Africa. There was probably like 14 people in there. And then like where you open the door, all like the camera gear and all that stuff was right there. And I was like in front of it. And like I was like blocked by a wall of like shit, and I couldn't see anything. And everybody's like, brakes are out. And P-Stone's like, yeah, okay. And then Nuge is like, yeah, brakes are out. And he's like, P-Stone's like, slow, low, slow, and low. And everything happened so fucking fast. I couldn't even see what was happening. And fucking Raven filmed the whole thing, which is crazy. I can't even believe he got that. But
yeah,
crashed into the yurt. And all I heard was like bang, and P-Stone was sitting passenger seat because the driver was on the left side, and Nuge was driving, and where we crashed, the like wall like broke through the windshield, like probably like 2 feet from P-Stone's face, which was crazy. And then we all jumped out, and then like I opened the door. I had to open the door through the window because I was surrounded by so much crap, and if I could pull the door open, all the shit fell out. And looked at what happened, and we were like, holy fuck, like, it was insane. The people in the little village, they were like, not even stressing at all. They're like, this has happened before, like, it's all good, like, and like, we paid them some money. I think
this
it was like,
happened before
500 Rand or something. And they're like, come back, we're gonna like fix this up, we're gonna have a barbecue, like, sacrifice a goat. And we're like, oh, we got to get off this mountain.
Fuck. Wasn't the lady pregnant or something?
Yeah,
too?
The lady was pregnant with her little kid, like chilling right there. They were kind of just standing there and saw us coming and just like jumped out of the way. And we're just standing there like, wow. Like not even fazed by it. They were like, it was crazy. Damn. We're all like laying on the ground like, holy shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, thanks to Nuge, man. Holy shit.
It must have been one of those ones where you're just a little more aware of how gnarly it was after it happened. You're like, in the process, you're like, what's going on? And then you fucking crash and it's all, everyone's good. And you look back at what happened. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it was insane. And then to see Raven, he filmed it and we watched it. And we're like, oh my God, like crazy.
Well, true or false, you met Mos Def on that trip?
Yes, I did, on a flight out of New York.
Insane.
He was on my flight. And like, I was like, what's up? Can I get a picture? And he's like, only for you, dog, nobody else. I was like, hell yeah. I guess his daughter skates, and she was going to the skate thing. The Maloof Money Cup out there.
The Diamond.
Kimberly, the Diamond Mine.
Right. What's the story with Rowan's top rope plunge?
Oh no, when he in the ditch?
Yeah.
In the ditch. Oh yeah, so we left Kimberly in a van and like, I don't know, like right when the sun came up and we drove, and then we drove right into that ditch. And yeah, everybody killed it, and he fucking rolled off the top rope and fucking one of the times he like slammed and like ripped his butthole open or some shit, and fucking Nick had to take a look at it, but he got right back up and did it. It was fucking nuts. That was at like 7 a.m. probably or something.
Dude, so gnarly. What about Gandhi's place? You guys stayed at like Gandhi's and Joburg or something? Jayburg?
Yeah, he had some, there's like some kind of like compound that he like stayed at like towards the end before he died or something. And we were like, that was like right after, like that was probably like the next day after the crash. That night of the crash, we all slept in the dirt in a yurt at some dude's skate park. And everybody was so fucking burnt, just like thinking about life and shit. But there was like cool water, like stuff around there that was pretty rad. But the next night is when we stayed at the Gandhi place, and everybody was still shook after that. Like,
fuck yeah!
But it was dope. We had a braai, pieced it, cooked it up nice.
Sweet.
We barbecued a lot on that trip.
What about last one from that trip? Yeah. Did you ever fall off a top bunk onto P Stone's laptop?
Are you out of your mind?
This is a true story. Yeah, fucking P Stone was in a bunk bed below me, and he was like up all night drinking beer, like editing, and I was like passed out, fucking hammered from fucking just all that shit that happened. And it was like a skinny ass bunk bed, and fucking, I guess I rolled off the side onto Pisto's little table where his laptop, and he's like, "What the fuck?" Like, and I'm just laying there, and I wake up, and he's like, "Here's a brew." And I'm just like, "Oh fuck!"
I'm surprised he didn't go, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!" There's my workstation, bro.
He was more laughing about it. He thought it was hilarious.
Ah, sick. Because he used to have the rule, no drinks on the fucking workstation. No beer, no water, nothing.
It's proper.
Not on the workstation.
Yeah, move on to Mexico. That sounded like pretty gnarly one, too. Trixie asked me, what city in Mexico did the show not go on because you had altitude sickness?
Fuck, that was probably Pueblo or something.
Pueblo? Was that high altitude?
Yeah, it was high altitude, and I was just like sick off the food or something. That was like a couple days into the trip, and I was like sick off the food, and we're about to play. They're like, "You ready?" And I'm like, "I've been puking all day." And they're like, "You ready? You got this?" And I just puked on the ground like five times, and they're like, "Just play and puke." I'm like, "Dude, I'm not doing that." Fucking, I'm like sick. Like, yeah, I couldn't play that one.
Okay,
but always in Mexico, you always get sick at least once in Mexico.
Yeah. Usually water could be the altitude.
Yeah.
What's up with Figgy's gap to kinker at 9 a.m.?
Gap to kinker at 9 a.m.? In Mexico?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Sam's
one
bar.
Of those early mornings, just wake up and hyped.
Mm.
Yeah, Sam's, what was that? Fucking American Sam's bar, like some weird bar.
T.O. Sam.
He stowed and very good. The homies were behind the bar serving everybody drinks and stuff. And it was one of those mornings, woke up, and you're at a fucking heavy spot at like 8 or 9 in the morning. And fucking Figgy handles that stuff, no problem. Just like, all right, we're out.
I seen him do it in Atlanta too. We were leaving the hotel at like 8 a.m. and Jake's like, "Hey, there's a rail over there." Figgy just goes over, like everyone's like barely awake. No one had coffee yet. And he's just like, boom, done. We get the car and we're like going to get like, you know, a coffee, get the gas, everything to take off. Helper's like, "Figgy already got a trick for the day. What do you guys got?" Like, it was sick.
Yeah, right. 9 a.m. breakfast, the hammers before noon.
So describe the end of that Mexico trip, though. Like, I've heard like loose tales. I don't know total details, but apparently maybe you guys were getting kind of chased a little bit in Emilio's zone and there was like a driver getting knocked out or something. Like, what was going on? It sounded hectic.
That was probably like a week into the trip or something. Left Guadalajara and we're driving towards Vallarta, like going through all the agave fields. And then, like, we're coming up to the beach, and everybody's so psyched, like, "Yeah, the beach, hell yeah." And, like, some ranchero dudes are, like, some heavy dudes were driving by and saw, like, some, like, gringos hanging out the window. And they, like, turned around and followed us, and we pulled up into the gas station. And, like, we all got out to, like, grab whatever, beer, snacks. And the dudes in the truck pulled up right next to the van, got out, and they're, like, fucking laid out our driver, just punched him in the face, like. And then the homie comes in, fucking, like, "We gotta go, dude. Fucking, we gotta get out." I felt so bad for the dude, like, fucking, Yeah, he got fucking cracked in the nose pretty good. He was bleeding and shit for no reason. They're just like, you drive around a bunch of fucking gringos. Like, you know, we're like, fuck, dude.
Damn.
Mexico's always heavy, though.
Is Joe Brooke on that one?
Joe Brooke?
Who is
Yeah, Joe Brooke was on that one.
Okay, I think I remember getting little updates going like, dude, it's hectic. It's crazy.
Yeah, and for that last night in Sayulita, I'm not too sure what was happening. Like, I remember people were like running different ways. I didn't know what was going on, but Amelia was like, you guys got to leave. You guys got to like keep it moving somewhere else or something. And I was like, all right, I'm out. Like, I don't remember much of that.
Okay.
But you know, when he tells you, you got to go, you're like, all right, time to go.
Yeah. Okay. Then the one thing I wanted to talk to you about was probably one of the best experiences you and I had together, at least from my perspective, is Austin, Texas, and you fucking meet fucking Willie D and Bushwick. How surprised were you?
Thank you for that. I was.
Tell that little story.
I was so surprised. I was like, I don't know, watching a band. Bands play all day at the death match. And you hit me up, you're like, come to the trailer right now. I'm like, why, what's going on? You're like, just come to the trailer. And then I go in the trailer and you're standing there with Willie D and Bushwick Bill. And I'm just like, holy shit. Like, and you're like, we want you to interview him. And I was just like, kind of just froze in my boots right there. I was just like, all right. Like, you could have like gave me a 5-minute warning. I blanked on questions. I think you and Dave helped me out, but that was fucking rad.
Dude, I know. Those fucking death matches were fucking rad.
So fucking fun. There was like, that was the best week ever. Like, so much rad music, skating.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you, how did fucking Austin get his nickname Booyah?
I'm not too sure who gave him that. Somebody gave him that, like, probably before I met him, but his name's Austin A-U-B. And then somebody's like, dude, your fucking name spelled backwards is Booyah.
Okay. Fuck, I didn't know that.
It was probably Richie that came up with that. I'm not too sure, though. It was probably Richie, though.
And now, a first impression with Austin Ayoub.
First time I ever saw Frex, probably 2004. Fucking... Me and my homie were skating a flat bar in Vista. That I guess was his older brother's flat bar. And we were just sessioning it or whatever. And this brown car pulls up, this brown Datsun. And I'm like, what the fuck? And like, it was like a gated community. So like, he just cruises up and it's Frex driving. And then there's a bunch of other Vista homies in the back. And then fucking Slash gets out with shaved eyebrows and fucking just ball pissed off that we had the flat bar. He said it was his flat bar, all this shit. I'm like, oh shit. And then my homie's like in tears, fucking, she's like, oh no, like what? My brother said, they're like, no, fuck that. Your brother stole from us, blah, blah, all this shit. So they just take the flat bar and then they just like, we're all holding it on the outside of the car. Like, cause there was no space for them to like put it in the car. So I'll just always remember that. It was the first time I ever saw him. I was like, Jesus, dude, like some O'Doyle rules shit. Fucking. Pretty funny, but whatever. Fuck you, Frex.
What was the story with your slam? You like fucked up your spleen or something?
I was skating that blockhead ramp in Oceanside. And it's like there's a normal corner, and I did like a 5-0 lip slide around it. And then I was like super juiced, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna go fuck it. In that same run, I was gonna try 5-0 lip slide around the pool coping corner. And I just got hung up and I just like fell like 6 feet to my side, like on my elbow, and like barely crawled out of the ramp and just laid there for like 20 minutes. And then fucking, I tried to stand up and I couldn't stand up. I was hunched over. And when I tried to stand up, it was like the most gnarliest pain. And I was like, I think I'm good. And then they're like, no, you got to go to the hospital. And as soon as I went to the hospital, they're like, you got to get life flighted right now. You're like bleeding a lot inside. And I was like, oh fuck. Like, so that sucked. Fucking, they're about to give me surgery, but fucking, they just like let it bled out. And I was in the hospital for like a week.
Holy shit. Gnarly one.
Yeah, that was a gnarly one.
And then true or false, you gave Bobby Long his nickname.
This is true.
How did that one come about?
We're always like listening to reggae. We're always listening to reggae and stuff. And it's like Bobby Long something, whatever. And fucking, that means like the police and shit. And he's like, who's this Bobby? Why do they keep saying Bobby Long? Like, who is this Bobby Long guy? And I was like, you're Bobby Long. And then it kind of just stuck.
Stuck with him, huh? Sick. You got a good Richie Belton story for us?
Richie Belt, actually at South By, he told me, he tried to convince me one day that he's mastered drinking. He's like, I'm mastered drinking. Like, I'm like, what the fuck does that even mean? And then later that night, he proceeded to black out, and he blacked out on the couch, and everybody was like drawing on him and shit, like taking photos. And I think he made the fucking Thrasher Graham or some shit. And he woke up in the morning. And he's like, what the fuck? I was like, I thought he mastered drinking, buddy. Fucking, that was a good one.
God damn. What about Gerwer doing the fucking skate and destroy tattoo, but spelling it wrong?
What does it say? Skate and destroy?
Yeah, I think so.
That was amazing. That was probably the gnarliest skate rock was the one from fucking, what was that, Chicago to fucking New Orleans? Yep. That one was crazy.
Yeah, we got kicked out of Mississippi.
Killer! Yeah, kicked out of Mississippi. And they were like warning towns ahead of us. They're like, they're coming your way.
We got into like a fight with some locals, and then the guy's ring fell off. And I don't even know if it went into our car or on the ground or whatever, but they thought we stole it. And then they chased us and called the police. It was a whole thing.
Where was that place we went in the woods? Fuck it.
Herman's Hole.
We played a show there. There's fireworks. Fucking, what was it called?
Herman's Hole.
Herman's Hole. That was a crazy one.
So crazy. Yeah. Andy Roy with the, he put his teeth, like his fake teeth, into the girl's mouth up on fucking fireworks everywhere. I'm not sure if that's where Camfush got the fireworks in his back pocket. He got burnt on that trip.
Oh, yeah. He got fucked up. Somebody put firecrackers in his back pocket. Yeah. It was probably that. That was chaos. There was fireworks everywhere.
What about the bean plant tail slide at Clipper? Where did that whole thing, how did that happen?
I don't know. I was doing it in the park at Black Box for a while, and fucking we were up there, and I did it. That was, yeah, I don't know. That was a super random one.
Dude, that's a fucking...
Yeah, I remember fucking Chief saw the footage, and he's like, that's a circus move. And I'm like, what? And then fucking a couple of weeks later, he's like doing the same trick. I'm like...
What was it like working at Black Box?
Oh my God, it was the best time ever. Fucking, yeah. All your friends, like fucking 30, 50 people, like... There's insane sessions every day at lunch, after work. Like, we'd be there all day long just skating, like skating during work. It was fucking the best time ever.
Fuck yeah.
And getting paid. Fuck it. It was like, fuck it. That's like a dream job.
That park was cool. I remember the King of the Road ending there, and they had the barrel jump contest. It was so sick. It was like Nuge slash somebody else going fucking 15 or something, like 12, I don't know, it was 12 or 13 cans, I think.
Yeah, right to the little doorway back at the end.
Yeah, totally. Roman Pabich, his mom hit me up and said she wanted to ask you, were you called a ginger as a kid like her son, and what was it like having red hair growing up? What was the worst part?
There's no bad parts to it at all, really. I'd get like shit in like middle school from like random girls, like, does the curtains match the carpet or some shit? And you're like, what the fuck? But no, I got my name Frex. People started calling me Frex in like middle school. Like, that's where that started, just from like skating around the older kids. And they're like, look at this kid, fucking freckles, we'll call him Frex. Like, you know, I'm like, all right, like,
We'll keep it in the same topic. Ginger Army, how is it having Div stay at your house?
It was incredible. But lots of tea, lots of joints. Very respectable. My parents loved him. He'd always be taking out the trash. Like, we love this Scottish guy. Like, back in, I'm like, yeah, it's tight. Like,
can't understand a word he's saying.
We'd skate every day. We'd like, more tea. Like, loved it. Him staying at the crib was the shit. We skated all the time. Made weird shit. Skated it. Fucking just had a blast.
Fuck yeah.
I missed that fool. I haven't seen him like 10 years or something.
Yeah, Div's the shit. He used to like chime in on Instagram to me every once in a while, but I haven't heard from him. I was getting DMs from Lee Ralph too, which was so sick. I love those fucking dudes.
Yeah, Lee Ralph was on that Bali trip. That was fucking rad.
Lee's kind of one of the top, like, if you ask me, like, who would you want to interview most, it would be like Lee's definitely one of them. Do you want to talk a little bit about what happened with you and Slave?
Yeah, I was on for like 10, 12 years and I kind of, nothing was happening. So I just quit. I left. Nothing was going on. So I was like, time to pack it up.
Have you been running with Pat Smith and the Coda crew at all out in New York?
I see him around. We skate sometimes. He sent me a few boards. I've been skating them.
Okay.
Riding whatever, you know.
Is there a regular crew you got out there? Like, if you're going to go skate, do you have some same dudes you call up, or is it more random?
More random. Like, I'll just go out, and I mean, it's been shitty. Like, the weather, it's hard to fucking do anything, really. But I'll go out, skate, run into people, go places. Like, there's usually people everywhere.
Right.
But when it gets warmer and shit, like, I'll hit up Fred and head out to Jersey and shit like that.
Fred Golf saves monks, I swear to God.
Oh, sick. Fucking kick it with Freddie. Because people were, when I put a little thing, like I'm interviewing Frex and a bunch of people wrote me, they're like, dude, are we going to see a New York City edit with Frex? Like, they want to see footage of just a whole part you skating the city.
Yeah. I haven't been filming that much lately. I'm going to get back on it more.
Okay.
Shit, but I have a bunch of footage that hasn't came out yet. I'm trying to figure out. I need to get some more and figure out what I'm gonna do with it.
Let's get it going, right? Any chance we're gonna ever see an Arctic reunion?
There's a highly a good chance. We've been talking lately. We might play in April.
No way.
Yeah, we're talking about it right now, actually.
For what?
I don't know, dude. Just like his homies. Bands playing, they're doing a thing. Fuck it, we should play. Fuck it, I'm like, yeah. I've been talking to Piggy, he's down.
That would be
go
sick.
Out to LA for like a week, play, practice a little bit, play show, spend a little bit.
You gotta let me know if that's gonna come to fruition. I can drive down.
Would you come down? You should drive down.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I would. Yeah, I went. Me and my wife went down there and had a burger at Nuge's spot. We had the Oklahoma burger.
Fuck, lucky. I was there on New Year's. We were just hanging out and shit. I didn't get a chance to try the burger, but he's like, I'll fire you one up right now. And I was just like, fuck, I should have got it. I still haven't tried it.
Yeah, they're good, man. I mean, they're a little high priced, but that's Hollyweird for you. But,
I mean, they look, that's everywhere for you, especially out here in New York. Shit.
Yeah, no doubt. San Francisco, same way. What's up with the music? Let's talk a little bit music on the way out of here. What's like, you been playing any like Spotify set lists or anything that you got some new shit? What's some good? Cause you turned me on to a bunch of fucking, I think you're the one that turned me on to Cadaver, like a few of those type of bands early on back then. What should I be listening to these days? What's your vibes these days? I think it's a little more reggae nowadays, maybe.
Mix it up all the time, but yeah, I've got all kinds of shit. You ever listen to this right here?
No.
St. Anthony's Fire.
That's dope.
Okay. This is really good.
I'll have to put that on the fucking...
Check that out.
Uh-huh.
The song Lone Soul Road, that one's dope.
What about first time you like actually interacted? I'm sure you knew who Jake was, but like you probably met Jake maybe first time at that same day at the Slave skate park roundup or no?
You know, that was the first time I actually hung out with him and stuff. I probably like went to like a skater of the year party before that, and like saw him, but you know, didn't really talk to him or whatever. But that day at the roundup, like we talked all day and shit. Like,
what was
and then
something...
yeah, I ended up going on a bunch of trips.
What was it like traveling with him?
It was fucking insane. It was the best shit ever. He definitely keeps the hype, fucking hype it up the shit the whole entire time, fucking partying or not, played music, fucking, it was insane.
Yeah, dude. Miss those days, man.
Yeah, him and P-Stone together, fucking on trips, is the best shit ever.
Fuck yes. To take us out of here, what song should we put on to fucking hit the road?
Play the fucking The Lone Soul Road by the St. Anthony's Fire.
All right, Frexes, good catching up with you, man. Good to see you. Good to talk to you. And hopefully, man, I was telling Cranny, I was like, dude, I think it's been like at least 4 years, maybe more, since I've seen you that we've talked or hung out or whatever. So shit's been crazy,
yeah,
been with the COVID.
Hopefully I'll see you soon. I think we'll be in LA playing that show in April. In fact, you should roll down.
Yeah, I will. I'll hit up Nuge and see what the details are.
Yeah, let me know. We're still working out the details on that, so I'll let you know.
Okay, hell yeah. Sick, dude. Well, stay
safe.
Good
to see you, Greg.
Yeah, good to see you, man. Stay safe out there.
Yeah, you too. Talking Schmidt.
Peace, dude. Take care.
Love you, Doc.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Talking Schmidt. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts. When you subscribe, you'll get notifications every Tuesday of new episodes the minute they become available. Also, please leave reviews and a 5-star rating. It's the best way to help the show grow. All of the episodes will always remain free, but if you would like to help support the show, you can do so at talkingschmidt.com, where you can pick up some merchandise like t-shirts, beanies, hats, and stickers. The website has an entire archive of all of the episodes, with extra photos and videos. Email us with any suggestions, comments, or ways that the show may have improved your life at talkingschmidt@gmail.com. All interviews are conducted, edited, and produced by Schmitty. The intro music is Mary's Cross by the band Nature. A very special shout out goes to the executive director, Cheryl Camisa.
Shout out.
Love it!
This is Talking Schmidt, where the Rolodex is deep, but the conversation is deeper.
Keep the wheels greased.